Being a nomad is possible in our digital world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Waldoff, professor of sociology at West Virginia University, unpacks this statement.
For too long, our jobs have determined where we live. Conversely, where we live has geographically limited our work opportunities. However, work is changing. Our research on digital nomads, people who travel long-term while working online, shows that it is possible to live in one's desired location without derailing, restarting, or even sacrificing one's career. This marks a new way to look at life choices and career longevity. As an urban sociologist, I've made a career of studying places by hanging out with people in their communities. My co-author on this research, Robert Litchfield, is a management professor who studies motivation in creative work. Together, we visited an established digital nomad hub in Bali and spent time with people who've migrated all over the world while working remotely. We learned that the freedom to live wherever you want and even to change that location whenever you want can be a powerful motivating force, drawing people to further engage with their work. Even if we don't want to travel the world, digital nomads have shown us the benefits of working from anywhere. The Great Resignation has revealed that preferences for remote and hybrid work are not limited to millennials and Gen Z employees, but extend to parents of young children, older workers, individuals living with disabilities, minoritized people, and those with responsibilities to care for family members. The pandemic exposed the wider world to the wisdom of digital nomads. We cannot unring the bell. As we reconsider our priorities after the trauma of the pandemic, it is becoming clear that flexibility to work from anywhere without compromising our jobs may be the key to increasing life satisfaction and may even transform our entire conception of career longevity as we age.
That was Rachel Waldoff of West Virginia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.